Part 3, Secrets of Success, Managing Diabetes as a Blind Person. Advocate Today for a Better Tomorrow by Anne S. Williams. From the editor, Anne Williams addressed the Diabetes Action Network at its annual meeting during the 2008 NFB National Convention. Her words of encouragement and call to action reflect the attitude that must prevail among blind diabetics interested in creating independent, non-visual methods for coping with this disease. In short, her comments embody the spirit and resolve inherent in the philosophy of the NFB. These sentiments serve as a good reminder of the mindset that blind diabetics must adopt in order to realize meaningful progress in gaining access to the devices and services that sighted diabetics enjoy. Her positive perspective seemed appropriate to include at the beginning of this section, which is devoted to exploring and describing some of the alternative techniques that blind diabetics use in managing the disease. This section, and for that matter this entire volume, cannot possibly hope to outline every good idea for living with diabetes as a blind person, but it goes a long way in discussing some of the best approaches devised so far. As time passes, experts will create other accessible diabetes-related services, supplies, and equipment. Keeping in touch with the Diabetes Action Network and the NFB generally will guarantee that you remain up to date on the evolving blindness and diabetes scene. In the interim, here is an excerpt from Ms. Williams' July 2008 remarks. They encourage and set the right tone for bridging the gap between blindness and diabetes. If you're a blind person with diabetes, you don't need me to tell you that not enough well-designed tools for blind diabetics exist. You already know that far fewer choices are open to you for diabetes self-management than there are for sighted people. You know that, even if a really good tool exists for an important diabetes task, like blood glucose monitoring, it is likely to exist as a sole choice, not as one of many good choices. But a group of people like you can improve this situation. You can speak for yourselves. I have been a diabetes educator since 1987. My first job was in a blindness rehabilitation center, the Cleveland Sight Center, so I have worked with blind people from the beginning of my professional involvement with diabetes. I went to my first National Diabetes Convention, the annual meeting of the American Association of Diabetes Educators, AADE, in 1988. At that convention, and at every convention I have attended since then, I have gone through the exhibit hall asking manufacturers of diabetes products to make those products accessible, especially blood glucose meters, insulin pens, and insulin pumps. The result of all this effort has been unimpressive. Generally, the companies express some interest, and sometimes they make a few promises of change, but they do not follow through with action. Sometimes at the convention, the same people at the same diabetes companies will listen politely as we have the same conversation we had the year before, and the year before that, and perhaps even the 1 or 2 years before that. I know of one employee of a particular company who now hides when she sees me coming to her company's display. A few people have been more straightforward. They have explained to me that their particular company doesn't see access for people with disabilities and diabetes as part of their company's purpose. They think they should work to serve what they call average people with diabetes. These are those that they think of as the 90% of people with diabetes who have no complications. But last year was different. I did my usual routine, but Tom and Eileen Lai, who are blind, were also there. They made the rounds on the exhibit floor, going to the same diabetes product manufacturers that I have been going to for years. They asked them all, "How are we going to use your product?" They engaged in conversation. They let themselves be known as people, not just statistics. The results were amazing. A partnership developed between the NFB and DDI around improving the Prodigy voice meter and between the NFB and an insulin pump company seriously considering how to make its pump accessible. I'd like to think that all those years that I spoke to these companies prepared them to hear from Tom and Eileen, but it was even more important that Tom and Eileen showed up in person and spoke for themselves. In fact, it's almost always more effective when blind people speak for themselves instead of having sighted professionals speak for them. I think the reason is not any ill will, but simply lack of knowledge and understanding. I noticed that most sighted people who don't have much contact with blind people cannot imagine the access problems that blind people face when they want to do things for themselves. This lack of imagination is utterly dispelled when real blind people stand in front of them and explain their situation. Real people, not statistics alone, are effective in promoting real change. Of course, the best situation is collaboration between diabetes care professionals and the people they serve. So speak for yourself. Let people know how it really is for you. Tell them how what they do can change your experience. The National Federation of the Blind Diabetes Action Network can help by serving as the collective voice for blind diabetics throughout America. Do for yourself. Speak for yourself. As blind people, take charge of your diabetes management.